I have one of those too. Just remember that mic that I was using for our like was our New Year's special or whatever the fuck it was. I don't know. Hold on, let me grab it for you here real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, it's not in there. There's so much shit all over the place. I don't even know why I bought this. Look at, I don't even use it. It's a fucking Mackie mainstream. It's a complete live streaming and video capture interface.
Yeah.
I don't even fucking use it. It's just sitting here. Well, bless you.
Fuck.
Bless you. And that brings us straight into hey everybody, welcome to Hangar 66. I'm Red.
Fuck.
Blackbeard is sneezing, even though he has a cough button. He doesn't have a sneeze button. On there,
only a cough button.
How do you like that microphone? It's not on an arm. Why isn't it on the arm?
I can put it on an arm. I just haven't done it yet.
You just haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
See, I need an arm too. Cause look at mine. I'm holding mine like Freddie Mercury and the singer from Anthrax held his shit.
Mercury.
Uh huh. Ooh, look at that. We're feeding the ducks today.
Yep.
So, how's the day going? What you doing? You just woke up, yeah?
About an hour ago.
I just woke the fuck up too. About an hour ago. How was New Year's? What'd you do? Anything fun?
No. Just hung out. Sat in the house.
That's good, because I had the worst time. I hope everybody else had a great New Year's Day, New Year's Eve. Welcome to 2025, getting closer to the world ending. Yeah. New year, new you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a thing? I guess.
Somebody.
Is that a thing you're doing?
No. Same old me.
Yeah. Same old you. Just eating hot dogs.
Yeah.
Riding motorcycles.
Riding a bike.
Eating hot dogs while riding motorcycles. When you're out on a long ride or even out on a short ride, do you make it specifically stop at gas stations just to get hot dogs while you're riding?
No, but that's a good idea.
That is a good idea. Think about it.
I don't like Circle K. So I don't like taking off my helmet if I have to stop. So it'd be kind of hard to eat a hot dog.
Why don't you like taking off your helmet?
I don't know. It's just pain. I take my gloves off, then unzip my vest, and then take my beard out, and then unstrap my helmet.
Yeah, but if you're eating hot dogs, it's worth it. Think about that.
If the hot dog is a destination, not a stop. See.
Yeah, just but if you're like... You're like, well, I got a hankering. I'm hungry because maybe you don't ride that far to get hungry on the bike.
No, I usually eat a hot dog before and then I ride. And then
what's going on with your face right there? Did you just turn a light on your face?
Somebody did.
It looks better.
Yeah.
Mine looks like shit.
All pale and blue.
I know. I mean, the fucking... Is that all pale and blue? Right from the fucking... Oh, look at me. I'm being all robotic again. Dude, no. Fucking Wi-Fi. Bullshit.
Yeah, you're all glitchy.
Video that's is. What I'm saying.
Audio is fine.
That's fine. They get suck it out for a minute.
It'll be fine.
It's probably everybody using the fucking Wi-Fi here in this motherfucker. Everybody's there's like, huh? Yeah. All the TVs are going. Fucking everything. All the phones are going. Even though I have like the highest fucking bullshit.
Gotta get one of them booster things.
Dude, I have to get a booster thing. Hold on. I'm gonna go turn Amazon. One of the TVs off. Hold on. talk to the people really quick.
Of course I will.
Of course you will.
What do you guys want to talk about? You want to talk about them hot dogs? Different kind of hot dogs. Big ones, little ones. Gigantic ones. So, have you ever been to Korea or Japan? There's a lot of hot dogs over there. You can get hot dogs at the grocery stores. You can get hot dogs at convenience stores. Already cooked, already ready to go. Hot dogs on a stick. Lots of them. 7-Elevens in Japan. Great hot dogs on a stick. After work, I'd always stop there and get one. And a tall boy. Those hot dogs were good. I also have little chicken nuggets. Hot chicken nuggets. Cheese ones. Fire ones. Great ones. All of them.
Have you tried the chicken nuggets at Taco Bell yet? That shit's fire, dude. Huh?
Chicken nuggets at Taco Bell?
Taco Bell has chicken nuggets. I tried them last night. My nephew came through. And just so anybody else... Yeah, Taco Bell has chicken nuggets. It's crazy.
That's weird.
They're like Popeye or like popcorn chicken or something. I don't know what they're calling them, but they're fucking nuggets and they're good as fuck.
Are they Mexican style? Taco Bell style?
I don't know the difference. I just ate them. Chicken? I was like, oh, they're good as fuck. Dude, they're really good though.
Like picante?
Nah. El pollo. No, yeah, they're really good. Anyways, hope everybody had a great holiday season. It's Black Monday tomorrow for me. It's probably Black Monday for tomorrow for a lot of other people that are in
Black Monday. Did you make that up?
Did I make that up?
Yeah, I've never heard that before.
You never heard that up?
Nope.
Or you never heard that? Never heard that? No.
Heard that up?
Maybe I heard that up. No, I didn't make it up. I've heard it before, but it is Black Monday because I'm returning to work from a 2-week vacation, and so are probably a lot of other people in the aviation industry. Granted, I'm just a janitor. Clean I don't do much. Messes. I just mop shit up, just mop shit up, just mop shit up. That's it, man. That's all I do.
Mopping hangers. Mopping hangers. That's it.
Mopping. Dude, hanger defense, dude, is important. All right? Super I learned green. A lot about in the Air Force about him being hanger D.
Yeah.
Having my name on the side of a mop bucket and everything. It's great.
Custom chrome mop bucket.
Custom chrome mop bucket with my name on the side. It came back from paint shop. It said, you know, the fixer. That's what they call me.
The floor fixer.
The floor fixer. Yeah, no. Yeah, I'm headed back to work tomorrow. I'm actually riding back to California here in the next. What time is it? It is.
I don't know.
Currently, 10:17 here in Arizona. So, for the next o'clock. The next 4 hours, I'll be riding back to California so I can get there early, go do shopping for the week, meal prep, get ready, because now I'm on day shift. Yeah, wham. It sucks, but whatever. It's only for a limited time, you know what I'm saying? We'll talk about that offline.
We only have one shift, so.
We'll talk about that offline. Are you on day shift?
Always. We only have one shift.
Only one shift?
Mm-hmm.
What time do you go to work?
It changes every day. Around the flying
what
schedule.
What time do you normally
usually,
go to work?
Usually 6 or 7.
What time are you up? What time
I
you
usually
up?
Wake up around 5.
You should help 5%. Me. You should help me.
Help you?
You should help me. Just for a couple days.
Help you what?
In the beginning. Because it's going to be really hard. I'm on the swing shift. I'm on the swing shift schedule. You should just hit a random call. You should just call me. You'd be like, hey, wake up, bitch.
All right. But I don't go to work till Tuesday.
That's going to be tough.
So Monday, you're on your own.
Be tough. Monday, I'm on my own. Yeah. Dude, it's going to be, man. I'm going to be sitting there and I'm going to be like this. What just happened? I'm going to have to walk around. I'm going to have to walk around the flight line and the hangar like a lot. Like a lot, a lot. Like just looking at airplanes and my mop bucket and like, you're really dark today.
Wow, it got really dark, didn't it?
What happened? Yeah, it got really dark. What happened?
What had happened? Oh. How about now? There we go.
Yeah. That's better. There you go. What happened?
It was like the little shield thing where I can close it. See? It was just barely above the camera.
Oh.
Maybe? I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, anyways, looking good. Looking better. Looking a lot better than me. Look at me. I need to get your own lighting. Anyhow, let's talk about some airplanes here. Do you know that airplanes have wheels?
No, not all airplanes.
Some of them. Oh, not the ones that land in the boat in the water, though.
No. Or on snow.
I've never seen an airplane land on snow. Wait, no, those fox cub things, huh? Oh no.
No,
the C-130s have skis too. When they land in the fucking the ice wall, when they go to the ice wall.
So is that blimp an airplane?
No.
Why?
It's not an airplane.
Why?
It's a
airship
thing. It floats.
It has wings.
Float around and find out, dude. All right?
Mm.
Right? F-22's only kill, right, is a balloon. All right? Float around and find out.
That we know of.
Yeah. Huh?
Oh, that we know of.
That we know of. Hey, float around and find out. I want to get that patch, actually. Dude, you know who we haven't heard from in a long time?
Who?
Where'd he go? He's all mad.
All of them. Everybody left us.
I haven't heard. We haven't heard from fucking Rhino.
We should.
Look at, we try to schedule things and we have a normal schedule every Sunday because we get an episode out every Monday for everybody. Monday. We have to keep it consistent. If we keep it consistent, you guys are consistent by listening to us. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So we have to keep consistent. Just a heads up, before we go into any of the news or anything about any airplanes, remember that if you'd like to help the channel out, you can go to patreon.com/hangar66podcast. It's $5. Join the $5 bucks a month and help us help you by helping us help. By helping us help you and make better content. Actually, you know what? I think one of our goals is almost reached, because check this out, dude. I upgraded my phone, right?
I upgraded mine too.
To an iPhone 15? Yeah,
iPhone 15.
iPhone 15. I'm an iPhone user. I've always been an iPhone user. I was an Android user before, I was an Android user this last time with the S22, which is okay. It was a great phone. It's just I've always been an iPhone user, except for that one phone. Like, I've been on an iPhone since it came out.
Okay.
And everything else is Apple that I use. On my MacBook. My Mac Mini, all my recording stuff, right? Because I also, if people over here on the aviation side of things don't know that I also, I'm in a band.
Oh, really? You've never said that before?
I'm in a band. I play guitar. Let's see. What else? I record our music. You know, I also record and engineer my own music, which is has never going to come out because I'm lazy.
He does everything.
I do everything. I literally do everything. I am a content creator extraordinary. Listen, over the last 2 years of having this channel, of having Hangar 66 Keys to the Jet podcast, I've had to learn to do a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Had to learn how to edit video. I've had to learn how to make thumbnails and make pictures and like graphic design type stuff.
It's getting a lot better.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a work in progress. It's a work in progress. I didn't realize that people click videos because of thumbnails.
Yeah. If they look cool.
I thought people just click videos because that's what they want to look. That's what they want to like watch. I never paid attention really to the thumbnails. I just paid attention like the title. Like, oh yeah, okay, it's F-15. That's I want to watch that shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I'm a different breed. I know. I kind of know what I want to watch and stuff like that. But when I get on, but yeah. So when Blackbeard, because Blackbeard was doing videos for us and everything like that, but he got really busy. He's been busy with life, and so I've had to learn how to do everything.
Everything. All of it.
All of it. So now I'm doing all of it.
I just share.
I'm plans and schedulers. Listen, I'm plans. Oh, no. You are doing a lot of that. I think that just pay attention. When I post something, share the fuck out of it to everybody. Mm-hmm. But I should send you a message and say, hey, I just posted something. So that way you're not like random and waking up and going, oh, shit, there's something there. I'm bad at that. I'm a bad letter knower type thing. But I've had to do plans and scheduling. I've had to do expediter. I've had to do pro super. I've had to do weapons troop. I've had to do crew chief. I've had to do avionics. I've had to do web engine troop. I've had to do support. I've had to do life support. I've had to do
egress.
Egress. I had to do all of them. Everything. Wash rack. Everything. Which I'm not trying to toot my own horn here, okay? It's just nowadays, you're not just a musician. Nowadays, you're not just this. You, in order to get it all, you have to encompass it all. You have to become a creator.
The greatest. Right? Of the creators.
Yeah, which I mean it helps out because your creativity goes up but your time goes down. So that's just hard, but like I said, we try and get our videos out every Monday, and we will do that. Blackbeard and I will do that if it kills us. The other guys,
I'll make it brighter. Is that better?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's good right there.
I got so much.
How are
hair.
You making it brighter? How are you doing it?
My brightness on my camera.
Is on the camera. So
in the computer.
In the computron.
Computer settings. Display. I don't know. Devices. Shit like that.
Oh, you're doing all that shit. Yeah, I'm not even gonna fuck with that shit. Anyways, so we've been rambling on for about 20 minutes here. Hope everybody's doing okay. You're on the audio side, on the video side. We're not playing anything yet. We're just talking, man.
No videos.
I think I'm going to put out a video this week. I haven't put out. Okay. I keep saying I'm going to put out a video, but it's different. Okay. Here I have a PC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There I have a Mac. Mm-hmm. Everything's way easier on a Mac to fucking just do to record videos. Everything's so much easier on a Mac.
I'm telling you.
Huh?
I'll believe you for now.
It's more fucking streamlined. I'm telling you, it's more streamlined, dude. Because I can press a command, like command keys, and then move the border where I want it. We're here on this because I use a little snippet tool if I want to record something. I got to adjust a thing. On the Mac, it's set right where I want it, and then I just adjust the borders. It's just weird. I don't know. It's probably the same thing, but it's fucking a little. It's a little bit weirder on PC. I'm just not getting it.
You don't
just
know
behind the power curve. So this is yet another thing that I have to learn. Yeah. Anyways, I wanted to do a video on the what do you call it? Alaska, the bush planes. You know what I'm talking about?
The Cubs?
Yeah, the bush planes. The Alaskan bush planes. Is that what they're called? Ooh. They're not all called Cubs. They're all different.
Well, most of them are Cubs.
The Alaskan bush planes, though.
Generic
I wanted
ones.
To do a video on bush planes. I think
popular
that
ones, I guess.
Yeah. Kind of fucking cool. They're really popular. If you look at all the videos there, mm-hmm. like I was like, holy shit, I was way overwhelmed.
Yeah.
With stuff.
Billions. Because
people are like, I mean, there's so many videos out there and so many people like just making like crazy YouTube videos about it. I'm just like, holy, whoa, I'm overwhelmed. I'm out. I'm going back into my military stuff. Like, yeah, I just like went back to my military. I was like, whoa, hey, bro. Even though there's so, okay, I know that so many people have like done everything before. So many people have done fucking videos on jets and A-10s and F-15s and F-16s, F-18s, all this shit. F-100s. There's a fuck ton of F-100. Because I wanted to do the Century series. There's a fuck ton of videos on that shit too. It is. When I get in there, it's fucking, it's intimidating. It's overwhelming. It overwhelms me, and I'm just like, oh my god. That's why I don't push it out, because I just get fucking. It scrambles my brain for a second. I dip out.
Well, what's a plan that nobody knows about? Nobody cares about.
Yeah, what is a plane? What is a plane that nobody gives a fuck about? Oh, yeah. That's a good idea. I never thought of that.
Hot air balloon.
hot air balloons. Dude, because there's planes that are popular and the planes that aren't popular anymore. You know what I mean? Like, back in the early 2000s, everybody was about flying high in a G6. I think bottles in the sky. You know what I mean?
Like little,
there's probably something. Old like citations that have been sitting around, like, or like X planes that nobody knew about, nobody gave a fuck about.
There you go.
I don't know. You
find one civilian X plane that never came out.
One civilian aircraft that nobody gives a shit about. Maybe you guys can tell us comments. DMs, whatever. Tell us about an airplane or aircraft or even a rotorcraft. We should get into rotorcraft too. Mm-hmm. That nobody really gives a fuck about.
Mm-hmm. What do you want to know about? We
could talk about Robinsons. Robinsons are pretty good. Those things are pretty fucking cool. They look like they're the helicopter with a little stick.
Yeah. They're super popular.
They are super popular.
We have
very
one
easy
to work.
Very easy to work on. I've worked on them.
We have a 44 that we fly.
I've worked on the 44, and I've worked on the
22.
Yes. 22, 44, and a Eurocopter are the only helicopters I've ever worked on.
Euros.
Mm-hmm. Just a little bit, though. I was kind of, it was like, I would go to work. I was on mid shift. I get off mid shift and then I go to the airport in Vegas and work over at a place where I'd work on helichoppers and a Cessna. I also worked on a couple of Cessnas too.
Cessnas.
Anyways, so let's get into this day in aviation. Wait, that's not the news.
No.
This day in aviation. Oh, speaking of rotorcraft, here we go.
Does it sound cool when I get close to this mic?
Does it sound kind of cool when I get close to this one? my screen here.
Share it up.
Share my screen. All right. Can you see what I'm seeing?
Yep.
Do you see what I see? Let me take this down and let me go this day in aviation. 5 January 1959 in White Walt. World record for speed over a closed circuit of 100 kilometers without payload. Flying the prototype Fairey Rotodyne. What the fuck is, dude? I need to do. That's what we're going to do the video on, homie.
Perfectly. Rotodyne.
Fairey
521.
Rotodyne. What the hell is that? What even, dude? That's like the predecessor to the freaking what do you call it? The fucking Osprey.
I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, dude, okay, it's like it's not the predecessor, but I mean, it's the beforehand. So obviously they're like, well, this doesn't work to have both of these. You know what I mean?
I think it was huge.
But, oh my gosh, yeah, that's fucking crazy, dude. The prototype is not a helicopter, but a compound gyroplane. Its record is for Class E, subclass E2. Wow, that's crazy.
Gyro.
Dude, okay, so for those of you in the audio world, not joining us in the video world, we're looking at this day in aviation. There's a Fairey Rotodyne aircraft that you should look up. Holy shit, dude.
It's like a cargo plane.
It's like a
with an auto gyro on it.
Well, that's crazy, dude.
Gigantic auto gyro.
That's like way.
He has a beard. He knows what he's doing.
Oh yeah, he knows.
Lieutenant.
Okay, so the XE-521 made its first flight in 6 November 1957 in England. The Rotodyne four-blade main rotor used symmetrical airfoils. It was 90 feet in diameter, and the blade tip speed was 720 feet per second. The blades had a cord of 2 feet 3 inches. The rotor blades were built of steel for strength, fatigue life, and resistance to corrosion. The leading edge spar was machined from a 35-foot rolled steel billet, and the rear spar was fabricated in a layer of stainless steel. The airfoil was shaped by pierced stainless steel ribs. The steel skin is a single sheet joined at trailing edge. The wingspan was 46 feet 6 inches. The engines and main landing gear were carried in long nacelles mounted under the wing. The Rotodyne's fuselage was 58 feet 8 inches long. The cabin has a length of 46 feet and is 8 feet wide, 6 feet high, providing space for 40 passengers or up to 9,000 pounds of cargo. Wow.
Yeah.
Clamshell doors at the aft end provided for cargo load. For cargo loading. Overall height of the aircraft was 22 feet 2 inches. It was powered by 2 turboprop engines with a maximum rated power of 2,805 shaft horsepower and 500 pounds of thrust at 12,500 RPM for takeoff. I mean, that's pretty fucking cool. Wow. That guy looks happy to be in that thing.
Amazing.
I wonder what happened to
him. Keep on. What's next?
Okay. Whatever happened to it, though? After retiring. Okay. I don't give a shit about that guy. I give a shit about the aircraft. Did it crash? Did it fly? Where the fuck is it?
It's in the museum.
Anyhow, talking about more rotorcraft.
Ooh.
5 January 1956. The prototype. The blah 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 transporter twin turboshaft tandem rotor helicopter serial number was returning to Philadelphia for that when it went out approximately 3:55 p.m. The aft rotor desynchronized, collided with the fore rotor, and the aircraft broke up in flight. That's fucked up.
It looks like a bootleg shit hook.
Yeah, it looks like a
It's the Temu shit hook.
that's the one that you order off Wish and then order off Temu. Yeah. it's like, yeah, you're expecting this one, but it's crazy, dude. Oh, look at that. United States Air Force. Mm-hmm.
Turbo transporter.
At the time, the YH-16 was the largest helicopter in the world. Apparently, it was a YH-16A turbo transporter. Tail number 50-1270. The United States Air Force intended it as a very long-range rescue helicopter, while the U.S. Army expected it to serve as heavy lift cargo and troop transport, like the shit hooks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a bootleg shit hook, dude.
Illusion. Who the fuck is Illusion?
Allison.
Oh, there you go. It's an A.
Allison, I can't read either, so it's okay. Yeah. Okay. For those of us in the audio world, we're looking at a YH-16A transporter hovering in ground effect in Philadelphia Airport. It was a bootleg shit hook for those of you in the audio world.
Goofy.
Medal of Honor, Brigadier General Kenneth Newton Walker, United States Army Air Forces. What did he do? Okay. Did he get the Medal of Honor today? Is that when he received it?
11 March.
Place and date, January 1943.
Oh, did it today in 43.
For conspicuous leadership, conspicuous leadership above and beyond. The call of duty involving personnel, valor, and intrepidity, an extreme hazard to life. As commander of the 5th Bomber Command, during the period from 5 September 1942 to January 5, 1943, Brigadier General Walker repeatedly accompanied his units on bombing missions deep in enemy-held territory. From the lessons personally gained under combat conditions, he developed a highly efficient technique for bombing when opposed by enemy fighter airplanes and by anti-aircraft fire. On 5 January 1943, in the face of extremely heavy anti-aircraft fire and determined opposition by enemy fighters, he led an effective daylight bombing attack against shipping in the harbor of Rabaul, New Britain, which resulted in direct hits on 9 enemy vessels. During his action, his airplane was disabled and forced down by the attack on an overwhelming number of enemy fighters. Yeah. On the morning of January 5th, 1943, 6 Boeing B-17 Flying Fortress and 6 Consolidated B-24 Liberator heavy bombers defeated 7 Mile Drome, an airfield near Port Moresby at the eastern end of New Guinea. This is in the Pacific, apparently. Their mission was an attack on an enemy shipping convoy believing the approaching Japanese military base of Rabaul in the neighboring island of New Britain. Wow. There's a lot going on here. A lot to unpack.
He did amazing things.
He fucked up a fuck ton of people.
B-17.
You see it?
Mm-hmm.
Look at that shit. Mm-hmm. There he goes. There he goes. Mm-hmm. There he goes. Look at that thing.
B-24? Yep. It's an early one.
It's an early one. Dude, we're going to have to do some videos on those. Yeah, there he goes. Get some speed. Or is he landing?
Oh, he's going the other way now.
Interesting. Us in the audio world, there's an actual YouTube video attached to this Dane Aviation thing that's going on here.
Okay, he got married.
There's the B-18 BG that? After accident. What?
Douglas B-18 BG-23.
Army Bomber Pancakes? They named their fucking bomber Pancakes? That's pretty cool.
Dropping them flapjacks on them.
December, Captain Walker was piloting one of 3 Douglas B-18 twin-engine bombers, which had picked up recent graduates from Air Corps. Stopped at Denver. Yeah, dude. Okay, cool.
He did lots of stuff.
Congratulations.
Flew that, huh? Flew everything.
Like it stood in front of a tent.
Whoa, look at these airplanes. B-17 Flying Fortresses.
43rd. Look at that. The 43rd
Bombardment Group. Not Fighter Squad.
Yeah, it was probably the 43rd Bombardment before the fighter.
Let's get stung.
Get stung, bitches. Hey, shit.
Well, okay.
For January.
2004, the lander is at the low center. Okay. Did he land? A rover landed on the surface of Mars within a large impact crater. The location, touchdown, starting point of the rover's exploration of Mars, the name Columbia Memorial Station. Okay, so a rover landed on Mars. Whoa! Ooh,
Yesterday.
Was that yesterday?
I said four.
It was yesterday. In 2004. That was pretty good. What do you think?
4-4.
That
was amazing.
Four. That was pretty good, huh? That's a lot to unpack there on this day in aviation. It's pretty good.
Great.
Huh?
So great.
Yeah, so great. Here's a little break for a second.
You're not available because you're fucking scared, you little bitch. Like, I don't understand. Why are you the sweetest man on the planet whenever I fucking talk to you? But then on the text message, you're a fucking devil. You're a fucking terror. Like, it's weird, man. It's insane. I want to break your fucking neck when you're on the text message. But when I talk to you in real life, you're cool. You're always so nice. You're just the sweetest. What's going on?
And we're back from break. That was,
But it's not Keys to the Jet anymore.
It's not Keys to the Jet. It's Hangar 66, which that's okay. We still have these intros in here, and it's pretty funny. We just want to take a real quick break here for a second.
Yeah,
what else we got going on here? Let's see.
What happened recently with aviation? I don't know.
Oh, with aviation. Okay, hold on. Let me get out of this day in aviation. I'll go to some. Here, let me go to Air Force Times. I can do this. Let's see. No, we've already went through that one. No. Flight Global. No, let's go to this one.
Aeroplanes.
Let's talk about all kinds of stuff too. Talk about let's see. Okay, here's some news. I'm just gonna read the headlines, and I'll let you go into and research what I'm talking about. Okay. Let's read the headlines. Cool with that? You guys cool with that? You cool with that?
No.
Blackbeard. Blackbeard.
Oh yeah.
All right then. Oh, yeah. New leadership in Washington could delay Boeing's revised 737 MAX guilty plea.
Yes, they decided Boeing. To plead guilty about the 737's sexual interfaces that people don't agree with.
Boeing and the DOJ confirmed they are revising a proposal under which the company would plead guilty to federal fraud charges. A move coming after federal judge rejected an initial plea deal. Wow. Tus Airways. I don't know where this is. TUS Airways investor opts to take out Overcarrier's entire share capital. Government auditors uphold Sierra Nevada's contract win for new U.S. Army intelligence jet. Yeah, that one's a good one. Okay, so that one's interesting because they were supposed to give it to our L3 Harris. You know who L3 Harris is?
Yep.
L3 Harris is pitching a bitch because they didn't get picked.
Army Intelligence Jet.
Yeah. Mm. Army and intelligence don't go together.
Mm-mm.
Now, if you put Army coloring book jet.
Maybe.
Then maybe. The stupid thing about this, about flyglobal.com is they want you to pay to look at everything. This is why I'm only reading this.
I don't like any of them.
Yeah. Okay, so Rotor Technologies aims to shake up crop dusting with ground control.
Crop dusters.
I've got one of those here. He's almost 10 years old. He walks around and dusts the shit out of our house. I even got him a shirt for Five Below. That has a crop dusting airplane on it. It says crop duster. Yeah, I was like, this is a perfect. Shirt for you. You should wear it. And he didn't realize at the time, but it says like crop duster and it has airplane with crop dusting. And it says like leave the smell behind or some shit like that. It's funny.
That's pretty good.
Five Below is a pretty good place to find funny things for your kids. U.S. Air Force tests MQ-9 operations from austere runways.
Austere.
While the multi-role General Atomics uncrewed aircraft typically requires a paved runway for takeoff and landing, recent U.S. Air Force exercises demonstrated the MQ-9's ability to operate from a dirt landing strip. Wow. Great. Give it the times. A-10 can do that shit.
What's that at the bottom? Reopen competition for the NGAD.
Oh, we're getting there.
We're getting there.
Transavia 737 shed nose tires, T-Y-R-E-S, tires, after late
Tyrese.
Flare Tyrese. And a hard landing on sloping runway. French investigators believe the slope of Nantes runway. Led a Boeing 737-800 pilot to misperceive the aircraft's glide path, resulting in a late flare and a hard bounce landing, during which the jet shed both nose tires.
Tyrese Nantes.
U.S. Air Force to reopen competition for next-gen ejection seat fleet modernization. The Air Force is reevaluating its procurement strategy for installing replacement ejection seats across multiple combat aircraft types, with a pending new request for proposals to allow additional companies to compete for the contract.
Interesting. Surprising.
Here's Boeing. 1 year after 737 door plug blowout, Boeing says safety overhaul is working. 1 year ago in Alaskan Airlines, Boeing 737 MAX 9 mid-cabin door plug blew out during flight, leaving passengers facing a gaping hole in the side of the jet aircraft, not jet, while the pilots successfully landed the stricken jetliner.
That was a year ago? Holy shit.
Here, let's go to some airline stuff. Emirates to put A350s on Gulf routes, including short Bahrain sector. We're going to Bahrain. For you.
Bahrain?
Because we're not only talking about military aircraft here anymore, we're talking about all types. Okay. Investigators retrieved voice recordings from crashed Jeju Air 737. Have you seen that video?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, I'm gonna look it.
He was just cruising into the
dude. Water. It was crazy, and I want to like. Here, let me bring it up. Yeah, for those of you with weak stomachs, don't have children watch this.
You can watch it, but your children can't because your weak stomach will affect your children.
You're gonna puke all over them. Holy shit!
Kabloom.
Kablooey. Okay, here we go. Share screen. All right, here we go. If they'll show it.
Nothing brings. Oh yes.
Oh.
Eggs. I love eggs.
Delicious.
Plus, I love eggs from my head down to my legs.
Sponsored by Egg Betters.
We are not sponsored.
Teams of investigators in South ABC Korea 7. This morning, including officials from the U.S., are trying
Let's
to
see
uncover what caused the deadly airplane crash that killed 179 people.
Show
ABC's
it.
ABC's Christian Cordero has the latest from Washington.
Oh, yeah, here we
and
go.
I do want to warn you, some of the images may be disturbing.
Yep. Watch this.
There are more questions than answers today about what went wrong when this Jeju airplane tried landing on a
South Korean airport runway. For those of you in audio world, oh, watch the slide.
Without its landing gear down, as the belly takes the impact and the plane skids down the runway, an engine on fire,
holy
and with 181
shit
people on board crashing into a concrete.
Oh,
barrier.
They didn't even show the end.
Why they landed with the gear up? If you look at the airplane as it goes by, the camera there, you can.
They didn't even show the end. That's crazy.
Yeah, I've heard all kinds of weird shit about it. About the pilot. It was all pilot error, I guess they're saying.
Yeah. That's
shut down the wrong engine. Crazy shit.
Oh.
That one?
Here we go.
Disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised.
Look at that shit. Sliding so fast. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even seem real.
No.
Oh, shit. That's fucked up.
Done.
Holy fuck, dude.
You know, there's two people that fucking survived it, too.
That's fucking crazy, bro. Look at the aftermath, dude. That is nuts, man. What the fuck? They should have had. Why didn't they have crews down there at the end waiting for them? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't think it was called in. Like, it happened very quick. I don't know what the fuck.
Crazy, man. You know, prayers for the people, their family. That sucks. It's unfortunate, especially if it's all pilot error and like it was induced by him or by them. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, I think it was just a bunch of errors.
Crazy, dude. You know, the whole thing about it is when you go in the air, that's sort of like one of those things that you risk when you go in the air. You never know who's got their right kind of head on or whatever the fuck. I don't know. Man, I haven't eaten yet. You know what? I'm fucking hungry, dude. I'm starving right now. I can't even think. I've had a monster. I've had a monster. But I'm hungry, dude. I want some fucking chicken nuggies, I think.
Mm.
I got I got a big old bag. There's a big old bag of frozen chicken nuggies in the freezer. I'm like, throw those motherfuckers. Put those motherfuckers in the microwave or air fryer.
Yep.
Yeah. And then I got some Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce I like to dip it in. Boop, boop, boop.
Sweet Baby Ray's.
Yeah. See it. Hell yeah, dude. What else? Dang, dude. We're about 50 minutes in, bro.
Yeah.
You want to, hey, you guys want to watch some fucking air power videos again? I think people like that. You don't want to watch air? No?
I don't think they do at all.
I think they do. I think they do.
Did they say they do?
We can look at the numbers. Because if they look at the numbers. Then, okay, let's go to them numbers real quick. Couple of boats sitting in an ice bag. I love this song. This is my favorite song. Can you guys still hear me over there? This is my favorite song.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we can hear you. Definitely.
La 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 la. Stack so cool.
All right.
Huh?
My hair's out of control.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to episodes. I will let you know that it's higher than our last one.
Higher than the last one.
So we've got more downloads than the episode 12.
I don't even know what episode we're on.
Okay, so we're in season 2. We're in season 2, episode 13. Okay. Was our last one.
Okay.
It's got it's been listened to in Manila.
Manila, Spain?
Uh-huh. No, Philippines.
Manila, Philippines.
Yeah, the Philippines.
It's different.
There's one that it appears that somebody listened to us in the middle of the fucking ocean. Maybe on a boat.
Maybe.
Yeah. Germany, Philippines, U.S. What?
You better know who the Philippine one was.
You?
No. I haven't been to the Philippines.
Well, anyways, I think that they do like that one. I mean, so we could watch one aircraft video. What do you think? No? Or why don't we do this? You want to highlight certain aircraft? No?
Highlight what?
I don't know. You know, we should. How about this? We've been talking about airplanes. Let's talk about... I'm going to talk about X-Plane of the day. That's what I'm just going to talk about an X-Plane. And then maybe you know about it. Maybe we don't know about it. Like... Mm. You know what I mean? Let me see if I can go on to this here. Googly, googly, doo.
Googly, doogly, doo.
Shit's so funny. So glad you found this song. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
No shit. Yeah, I'm so glad you found this song. In an ice bath. No shit. What would it be like? Not well known X planes. How about that?
Not well known.
Because everybody fucking knows X planes.
You'd be surprised. I don't think people do.
Some lesser-known X-Planes include the Grumman X-29. That's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the Grumman X-29. Let's talk about that. Let's highlight that. Well, man. X29. All right, let's stop this tomfoolery for a second. Actually, no, fuck it.
No. Yes, no.
Do you want me to turn on the special?
Same, but different.
Huh?
That goes out to you.
What?
Same. Same. But different.
But different. But still the same. All right. Let me share my screen here. I don't have no idea what's going on here. All right, so let's talk about a lesser known.
Oh yeah, airplane. I know about that thing.
You, of course, you know about it. We're fucking airplane nerds, but a lot of people don't. We're talking about the Grumman X-29 today. We're also sharing our screen. So those of you in the, hold on, dude.
Yeah.
Hold on. Yeah.
That sounds spacey and X-y.
It does sound spounded. It does. And it sounds like about when it was made. You know what I mean? You know?
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll have this segment. This will be a segment. And I'll have this fucking elaborate like fucking screen thing that'll, or like a transition. And I'll say X-20 or X plane of the day. You know what I mean? What do you think about that?
I like it.
But we do also want to make videos of these planes too. Okay, so this is just, let's reset. X-plane of the day. Anyways, this is from Wikipedia. I'm so good at this. The Grumman X-29 is an American experimental aircraft that tested a forward swept wing canard control surfaces.
Canarders.
And other novel aircraft technologies. Funded by NASA, the United States Air Force, and DARPA, the X-29 was developed by Grumman, and the two built were flown by NASA and the United States Air Force. The aerodynamic instability of the X-29's airframe required the use of computerized fly-by-wire control. Composite materials were used to control the aeroelastic divergent twisting experienced by forward swept wings to reduce weight. The aircraft first flew in 1984, and two X-29s were flight tested through 1991. That's a pretty crazy idea. Like, what were they trying to gain by that? Was what backwards. I want to know.
Backwards wings.
Backwards man to backwards man. Backwards man to backwards man. Backwards man to backwards man. No?
I thought it was to see if it'd be more maneuverable, but I remember exactly.
The two X-29As were built by Grumman after proposal had been chosen over competing one involving General Dynamics F-16 Fighting Falcon. The X-29, had been chosen over a competing one involving an F-16 Falcon? What are we talking about here?
I wonder if that was the fucking Delta Wing one.
Oh, yeah, that could have been. That's crazy. We'll look at that one. We'll look at then next week. We'll look at the Delta Wing F-16 because that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's asymmetrical and shit.
Yeah. The X-29 design made use of the forward fuselage and nose landing gear from two existing F-5s. Control surface actuators and main landing gear were from the F-16. The technological advancement that made the X-29 a plausible design was the use of carbon fiber composites. That's where they started. Okay. The wings of the X-29 made partially of graphite epoxy were swept forward more than 33 degrees. That's a lot. Forward swept wings were first trialed 40 years earlier in the experimental Junkers Jew. What? On the Junkers. Experimental. Okay, no, we're going to look at that next time. but I really want to see what it is. Should I click it?
Yeah, it was a German one. Big weird.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
They're both. Oh yeah. OKB-1 Junkers EF-131 was a jet bomber produced in Germany and the USSR from 1944. It was canceled August 23rd, 1948, after further work was stopped on the aircraft. Oh, shit. That's crazy. Yep. Well, it wasn't very operational. Let's see. The first X-29 took its maiden flight 14 December 1984 from Edwards Air Force Base.
Of course.
piloted by Chuck Sewell. Sewell. X-29 was the third forward-swept wing jet-powered aircraft designed to fly. The other two were obviously in the 40s. And the HFB Hansa jet. And, wait.
Isn't that still over there fucking by NASA?
This, yeah, I believe it is. I believe it's sitting there, yeah. Yeah, okay, here it is. No. The first X-29 is now on display at Research and Development Gallery of the National Museum, Wright-Patt. The other craft is on display, Armstrong Flight Research Center, Edwards Air Force Base. Yeah, yeah. Full-scale model was on display from 1989 to 2011. Okay. Let's check out its specs. Let's look at some specs here. Since we're talking about it, we want to highlight some stuff.
Spectacles.
Spectacles, wallets, and watch. Is that how it goes?
Jeez.
Okay. Crew capacity or crew. There was one crew member. The capacity was 4,000 pound payload. Okay. The length was 53 feet. It was like about 54 feet.
Only had one engine? That's fucking weird.
Wingspan was 27 feet. Height was only 14 feet. Wing area was 188 square feet. Aspect ratio 3.9. Airfoil, you don't want to know that. Empty weight was 13,800. Blah, blah, blah. Max takeoff was 17,800. Fuel capacity was 3,978 pounds. That's not much gas at all. Maximum speed was 956 knots, right? Did I say that right?
100 miles per hour.
At 33,000 feet. Max speed was 1.6. It was Mach 1.6, sorry. Range was 350 nautical miles. Service ceiling was 55,000 feet. Yeah. What kind of fucking engine did it have? Power plant. One GE-400 afterburning turbofan engine, 16,000 pounds with afterburner. Wow. No wonder they got rid of this motherfucker.
Weak.
There you go. Huh?
Nothing.
And there you go. There's your X-plane of the day. And I hope you liked it. I hope you liked it. It was pretty good. X-plane of the day. Yeah, I think this has been a pretty good episode of just sitting here talking about nothing. Hey, hi, I see somebody back there. Oof. Again? Yeah, no, yeah.
Sorry.
And no rhino.
No
rhino today. You know what? I fucking sent him. I sent him the fucking invite, too. I sent him an invite. Now I'm going to fucking talk shit in our group chat right now.
Yeah. He don't care. He don't care. He's not dedicated anymore. Nobody's seen the rhino. He's off with the Pumbaa. Being ghosts.
Fire his ass. I should.
You're fucking out.
Out. Mm-hmm. Out. Oh, yeah. I was going to play a Pumbaa clip. Should I play a Pumbaa clip for old time?
Sure. Do the Pumbaa.
Yeah, Pumbaa.
I haven't talked to him in a long time.
Pumbaa.
You're gonna live with me now. Huh? Yeah, I'm gonna take care of you. Because I love you.
You know what? Okay, let's bring this up. There were some people, when we changed the name, there were some people that did not like the idea. They're like, yeah, you got a good thing going. You know. But
fans or other people?
Both. Both.
They don't like the new name.
Well, no, at first they were like, well, you got a good thing going. And I was like, yeah, but like we want to do it to be able to broaden
your horizon
again. I haven't eaten yet, so I'm kind of like going off one cylinder here. Basically, like, make it to where it's not just, hey, you know, this is just a military maintainer podcast, so we want all aviation welcome. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Hangar just generalizes, just broadens it, man. Like I said before, anything can happen in a hangar. Everything happens in a hangar, and we're keeping this name, and this is how we're rolling without a fucking board meeting, bro.
Yeah. Don't show up to the meetings anyways.
And yeah, nobody shows the fuck up anyways, bro. Blackbeard and Redbeard, dude. Blackbeard and Redbeard show. Yeah. That's exactly what, hey, dude, that's what it turned into, remember? Remember when we were like, yeah, let's do the Blackbeard and Redbeard show.
Yeah.
This is exactly what it's fucking turned into.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, dude, we're at about an hour and 10. What do you think? You think we call it, or?
I think we're good.
All right. Well, hold on. I'm going to take it. I'm going to need you to tell the, hold on here. Hold on. Where? Dude, I don't know how to read, apparently.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. So before we get to it, just remember, if you're new here, welcome. If you're new here, welcome. If you're been a veteran following us for a long time, thank you. We appreciate you. Yep. We appreciate the support, and we'd like you to share with your friends, your family, your frenemies, and everybody else, your roommates, your dogs, roommates, grandma, whatever, man. Help us out. That's all we're asking, man. It's free. Share, like, subscribe. It's free. It helps out the world, helps out us. We're just trying to get this third world podcast into a first world podcast over the entire span of aviation. You know what I mean? We're trying to reach more than just, while we love our military brothers, we love our military brothers, sisters, our airplanes that we've worked on before, and our airplanes, brothers and sisters, or our military brothers and sisters, our airplanes that we've worked on before, and all the other stuff. We want to broaden our horizons and get into general aviation, civilian aviation, military aviation. We want to do it all, rotorcraft, everything. I hear dogs barking at cows.
Barking at something. I don't know what the fuck.
And if you'd like to donate and help out the channel, you can go to patreon.com/Hangar66podcast. It's only $5 a month. It goes a long way, and we really appreciate it. It helps with operating costs and things like that. Also, another thing I wanted to get into is, can you, before we go into you telling us where you can find us and stuff, can you give us a cow update?
The cows are outside.
Can you? Quick cow update.
Yeah. They're in the backyard still doing cow stuff.
Wow.
Doing their doodly doodly do.
Wow. There you have it, folks. That was a cow update. And you can get actually personalized, or no, you can get content that we're not putting out if you go to patreon.com/Hangar66podcast, such as Blackbeard mm-hmm. going out to the cows and showing yeah. his favorite cow.
Ooh.
That's just an example.
Favorite
cow. Favorite Cal, this is stuff we're not putting out yet. But if you go to patreon.com, you'll be privy to that type of content and other unreleased bloopers and things of that nature. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to hand over the jet to Blackbeard. Blackbeard, you get the jet?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
That's good.
You know where to find us. Go like, listen, share, subscribe on all of our beautiful streaming Twitchers, YouTubers, IGsers,
social media. We actually haven't been on
beers,
Twitch.
Frumbles.
We haven't been on Twitch in a minute, but we will be on Twitch. I'm sorry I interrupted your shit. Go ahead. Sorry, I fucked up your flow.
I'm good now.
No, continue.
No, I need to interrupt you.
Go ahead. Restart.
No, I'm done. It's over.
Hold on. Restart.
At Hangar 66 Podcast.
Let me just tell you about the condition of our hangar. Let me just tell you about the condition of our hangar. Hangar 66. It's a clean hangar. The janitor, I mopped that hangar.
Zamboni
that hangar. There's no leftover grease stains or hydraulic fluid.
Other bodily fluids. We need a name for this episode.
We do need a name. Hold on.
I don't even remember what we started with.
Hold on.
Oh no.
Talk to the people for a second. Just give me a second.
No, I can't talk. I'm not going to talk at all. I'm not going to say anything. Nope. Look at this. I can talk to you, but you're not going to see me. You're just going to see the bounce of my sound. See it go. The circle get bigger and smaller and really big and then small and then disappears. And if you want to know what I'm talking about, you have to watch the video. Because if you don't watch the video,
what?
You can't see the circle.
What? What is going on? Oh, my dog is out. My dog is out here crying.
Mm.
Let's see if we catch him on camera. Wow. What? Do you see him?
No.
Do you hear him?
Yeah, I hear a horse.
Did you hear him sniff the microphone? His tail's hitting everything.
That's all it.
Bye, Sharpie.
That's all you can hear. Is the tail.
we need a name. We should just call it Vortex Generator.
Vortex Generators. Rhino is lost in the Vortex Generator.
Ooh.
Rhinoceros. Bootleg shit hooks.
Bootleg. we'll just put what's in there. That we don't even need a name. I'll just put like bootleg shit hook, explain of the day, the news.
The news.
The news.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
We don't even need to give it a name. We'll just put like episode blah blah blah. No?
Yes. No?
No, because we need something fancy to put on our thumbnail.
The bootleg
shit. We'll just put bootleg shit hook. bet. I forgot, what was that fucking aircraft even called? Because then we're going to have to get a pic of it and put it on our, put it on the thumbnail. Can you send me a pic of you, like, you know, one of those cool pictures of you getting all like this? I like looking at something, being like, oh my God, look at it. Just be like,
yeah,
holy shit.
You'll get one.
Okay. Like, right after we get off here. I need it. So that way I can get the thumbnail and get it out.
Yeah.
Cool.
Right away ish.
Right away ish. All right. All right, everybody. We're getting out of here. Yep. Don't forget, if you'd like to help us out, go to patreon.com/hanger66podcast. This has been our weekly podcast. It'll be out Monday, tomorrow. Hope you have a good drive to work. Hope you have a good week. We're going to have a video out this week. And yeah, we love you guys. Thanks for the support. We will see you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.